I would like to apologise for my son's behaviour. He is a filthy little f***er who's been a f***er most of his life and treats me like a c***.
The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to that of a human being that if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would not be able to tell the difference.
Is that... Well, that is the fact that I remember.
That is the fact.
And is it true?
Well, it depends. What sort of crime it was, really.
But you got this from a reliable source.
Of course, the internet.
So let me get this right. The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to those of a human being...
Yeah.
...that if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would think that a human had committed that crime.
Yeah. Or vice versa, maybe.
What kind of a crime is that?
The great koala bear, eucalyptus robbery.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm. So they've come in, right? All the police have come in, the detectives, right? Quince's comes strolling about half hour later, and I go, "It's all right, Quince, we've solved this one. This is obviously a human being." He goes, "Oh, is it? Oh, is it?" They go, "Well, yeah, of course it is. There's a bloke here. He's been bludgeoned to death with a lead pipe in the conservatory. He's a big lad. It's probably a 6 foot bloke. And he's hit him with the right hand by the window." Quincy goes, "Oh, 6 foot bloke, was it? Oh, yeah." They go, "Yeah." Well, he goes, "Oh, right, no, it's just that, you know, you've ruled out the possibility of 5 koala bears standing on each other's shoulders, have you?"
In a long coat.
Yeah, with the trilby on.
Obviously.
The bottom one's the fat one going, "Oh, where are you going?" And the top one's going, "Right, left," and they've snuck
past the security guy.
And they've got...
He's just said, "Go on through, sir."
Yeah, go on through, it's at press. Yeah. They've gone press, right? And they've gone in there, right? And they've got this bloke, they've got his confidence, they've got a false moustache, obviously.
Of course they have.
Like you're growing, right? And they go, "All right, mate." And they go, "Oh, what's that over there?" The top one's got, and the bottom one's holding it all up. Then they just scatter.
They just scatter, dump the coat.
They just leave a coat, like an empty coat with a hat on it. Right? And the thing is, I think Quincy knows because he's already rounded them up and he's got a confession out of them.
Right.
And so he's just being really smug. And they're going, "Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a bloke, isn't it? Yeah, it's a human being, yeah. Well, look, Quincy, the fingerprints." "Yeah, let's have a look at these." And they go, they're just like those. But yeah. Right. And but the thing is, I think that there's a Mr. Big.
Do you?
Yeah, but he's up the tree getting stoned on Euclid's going, he's getting all the, he's counting his cash.
He's just up there hanging loose, counting his cash.
He's fingerprinted, he's got an alibi, and these pawns.
They're not going to pin anything on Mr. Big.
They couldn't.
Because he's used those koala pawns in his He's a devilish fiend.
Yeah, and they've done all the work. The little fat one, he's got bad shoulders now.
Yeah.
He's got 4 on him. And the tall one's got the little head with the trilby. He was at the top because he can wield a lead pipe, the hat fitted him. The hat. You've got that letter?
Ah, yes. No, I have. No, I'm gonna wait till later. There's a great letter. I'll wait till later.
Well, I'll play a song then.
Oh, please do. But, well, be careful. I mean, if you're a police officer, if you're listening, if you're currently investigating a crime, you've got fingerprints, you think you've sewn it up, think again.
Just think.
Have you looked at the koala angle?
Expect the unexpected.
Was on the tube earlier, Gervais. Now, I know that you walk into work, but I do have to take the tube. And there's a guy on there, there's a kid on there, sat opposite me, 10, 11 maybe, alright? And he looks quite normal.
12 at the most.
Ordinary looking kid, you know, just got the sort of, you know, street clothes on or whatever. But, looks perfectly normal. He's not the kind of kid that's going to get bullied at school, you know, just normal looking kid. Except, Gervais, he was wearing a Deerstalker hat. Now, what's happening there?
Oh, I love that.
Do you
that.
Know what I mean? When he goes to school on Monday morning, if he's wearing the hat, they're just going to kick the hell out of him.
Well, right, we'll pass that on to Howard. We'll keep that. And as I said, anyone wants to get hold of Howard, do it via us. He doesn't really give out his address, obviously. Might attract mad people.
Mm.
Now, I read in the paper years ago, there was this guy, right, and he was from Sheffield. And he was at the birth of Christ. He'd lived before as a cow.
Okay.
But that's not all. Another bloke who also lived in Sheffield saw this and said, "I don't believe it, so was I." Right? So what's the chance of that? I go, "Yeah, I was a cow as well." And they started this cult called Cattle for Christ. Just two of them. But I just imagine people going to say, "I was a donkey." "God, did you see it?" "No, there was like a beam in the way. I couldn't see. And nor could I. No, I was being milked. Couldn't see a thing." "Where were you?" "I was a chicken." "So you saw everything?" "No, I was, oh, how wasn't I? I was so close."
Poultry for the prodigal son.
What do you mean,
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, no, well, I mean, I'm sure there are all kinds of societies like this, and perhaps if you're a member of one, then we'd like to find out all about you.
Two idiots talking nonsense on the radio.
It's a cult.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, I am.
Seriously, they come round to your house.
Was it a woman?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't lying, just phoning them up saying, I'm conning you again, I'm signing on.
You better send someone round.
Yeah.
I saw a lovely woman, she was sat behind desk 3, I think you better send her round, otherwise I'll get violent.
Yeah.
It's true, she came round, she said, Mr. Urchin, are you claiming money while working? And said, come in, my dear, let's discuss it. Let's discuss it over a drink.
The wind shut the door, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Shut.
Unwrapped my robe.
To reveal a scaly body with hairs.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I've spent about 3 months inside, I think. Yep. And I'm still paying off the fine. It's Friday night. You'll love this. I went to a party. Got invited to a party. A genuine...
No. That was an afterthought. You said I went to a party, then you suddenly went, I got invited to a party.
What?
Did you get invited to it, or did you just go to it?
I got invited to a party. To a party.
Okay. Well, which is it?
I was at a party on Friday night.
Okay, right. Okay.
And it was people I know. It was up in North London. I live in South. Mm. Not that that's particularly important. And
particularly.
What I'm saying is I left my...
Yeah, you weren't in your... You weren't where you pay rent.
Exactly.
No.
So I got there, and there were a few people there I didn't really know. And I got introduced to this girl, Christine. Right, yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if anything might have happened. Do you know what I mean? All I'm saying is we were getting on well. Things were happening, all right? We were having a chat.
Okay.
Paul, hey, Gervais, you're interested already.
Yeah.
Anyway, she wanted a packet of fags, right? And a few other people wanted a little bit of grub or whatever, because it was late night, it's about 1 in the morning.
God, when you say she wanted a packet of fags, did she say, oh, I'd love to talk to you all night, but I've got to go and get these cigarettes?
No.
Go on, sorry.
We were going on well, okay. And she said, yeah, a packet of fags. So I went over, the guy told me who runs the party, or had the party, he said there's a sort of 24-hour, little sort of 24-hour supermarket thing.
You went for it, did you?
What?
You went for it, did you?
I went on her behalf, right, to the supermarket place. Okay. One of those little sort of 24-hour 7-Eleven places.
Yeah, I'll get the picture.
So I go there, and I'm going to buy the fags, and people want a few sausage rolls and all sorts of stuff. So I'm there, and I've got all my stuff, right, and it's quite late, but there's two blokes in the place, and, I don't know where they were. I think they were from Italy, but I can't be certain. But anyway, they caused a bit of a ruckus, because they were after some ciabattas. They were saying, I want 2 ciabattas. I want 2... Don't know if that's Italian.
No, I'd say that was sort of like Kenyan.
Right. Okay, but anyway.
Okay.
Anyways, they were 2 ciabattas, and they were causing a bit of a rumpus. They were saying, not those, no. How much are they? How much are those a pound? Oh, we're talking about pounds. I'm not paying for those. I love those. So anyway, they got their ciabattas.
Turkish, maybe.
They went up to the counter, and the fellow who was next to me in the queue, he put down a jar of coffee. Right, So anyway, the fellow said, ciabattas, the pound for the ciabattas. And they're 2 of them, they're brothers. And he puts the ciabattas in the carrier bag, and he picks up the coffee as well, secretes that in the bag, right, walks out.
What? Well, the Italian bloke, making someone else's coffee.
He stole someone's coffee, right? They're in plain view. So he gets outside, and the shopkeeper says, wait a minute, come back in, mate. Whoa, you picked up this fella's coffee. What? What are you accusing me of? What are you saying? What are you accusing me of? You say I'm stealing? Well, no, you
almost. Definitely Turkish. Probably works in a prison. Yeah.
You're stealing? Well, you're accusing me of stealing? You're accusing me? And the fella says, well, and he says, look in the back, ciabattas, where the coffee? I'll be honest with you, he'd hidden it outside. He'd already got rid of it. It was smooth. Right, so anyway, now he's getting a bit violent. Not ciabattas. Well, by the ciabattas, they're not very nice ciabattas. I eat them, they're not nice. You accuse me of stealing coffee or he's pushing things off the counter. He's throwing the ciabattas everywhere.
Really?
Right? And he's terrible. And
is he smashing plates?
He wasn't smashing plates.
I'm just getting a hint from the accent. Go on, sorry.
Right, yeah. So anyway, he's accusing me. You accuse me. And it looks like it's going to be a fight, Gervais, I'll be honest with you. I'm nervous, right? Because I'm stood next to him in the queue.
Yeah.
I'm thinking any minute he's going to turn around. What are you looking at? Fish monster.
Yeah, they've sent you out because they thought you wouldn't get attacked.
Exactly.
And, you know, how ironic.
So
yeah.
I edge backwards towards the frozen goods section.
Yeah, you're thin against the fridge.
I'm hiding. I'll be honest, I was hiding. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a coward.
Really?
So, anyway, the ciabatta brothers. they're causing a bit of a rumpus, and it's all going on. So they decide to call the police, the shopkeepers.
Yeah.
Right? Well, now the Chapata brothers are nervous, so they go, "No, it's all right. You no, don't keep the Chapatas. We're not paying for them. I don't want my money back. It's all right." And so they move towards the door, but a little
probably
fella,
spent some time in Delhi as well.
A go little on fella, he's barricaded the door. He's used some really display units. He's barricaded it, right?
Fantastic.
So then the Chapata brothers are trying to get out, right? They can't because he's holding them off, right? They can't get out. They're caught. They're smashing the place up. Really, just throwing things on the floor, right? And he's going to me, "Help me, help me keep the door closed."
He's from Italy as well.
I think he was.
Yeah, probably you'd be like, go on, yeah.
He's saying, help me keep the door closed. I'm saying, well, I can't, the leg and everything. Yeah, yeah. I can't help out.
No, I can't.
I just got to be over here.
The dialysis machine, if I don't get back, the battery runs out, I've got to, yeah.
So anyway, eventually the Chapati brothers, they actually knock the stuff over and they get out the door and they leg it off down the road.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's terrible commotion, the food and stuff everywhere. The shop guy, the shopkeeper's in tears. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And everybody left, right? And I said, can I just pay for my goods and these fags and go, please? And he went, "No, shop closed, we can't serve you." And I went, "Listen, I've just been stood here. I almost got in a fight. I want to pay for my goods."
Yeah.
And he was in tears. I can't.
He just, he probably is selfish. Wanted to like shut the shop just because he'd been like robbed and
attacked.
Yeah, and then you'd been waiting there patiently, not helping.
Exactly.
He must have been there for about 10 minutes, not helping.
Yeah,
he should have served you before then, really, before the fight.
It was crazy. So anyway, I demanded he serve me. Right?
Yeah,
I bought everything.
Was he crying as he served you?
He was. Crying. Yeah. I left the shop, got back to the party.
Yeah,
Christina gone. Because I got caught up in some bloody dog day afternoon scenario. I missed out on a possible, how's your father? I missed out on a fag, at least.
Yeah, yeah. And the letdown of her saying face to face, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at least there's like a little bit of hope when you get back and go, "There's your Benson's. Ooh, do you want a drink? Yeah, there's a little 7-Eleven just the other side. Go across the road, go the other way. I'll be about 10 minutes, love."
It didn't happen for me.
It will.
One from this bag,
yes.
So the first bag. So you seem to care about what bag it is.
The bags are quite important.
Right, okay.
I take one from this bag.
Yeah.
And then I come up with a band name such as, let me see, the Riff Masters.
No. Just do that one. Take it from any bag, yeah. Do it out of mine. Take it from any one of my bags.
Either bag?
Yeah.
Alright, Axel is the first word.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a cool band.
Yeah.
Axel Face. Axel Face.
Good of it.
I come with great ideas. I just, you know, I come in here, I present these ideas and you just ruin them. You just take them in.
Read that letter.
Mm. Oh, can I just, by the way, before I do that, can I just mention that there is an email address.
Yeah.
What show is this? How many shows have we done now?
Four, five, or six.
Anyway, there is an email address and I'm thinking that lots of our listeners, I'm almost certain, will have access to internet email nonsense. I personally don't understand it, but if you do, then you can write to Ricky, ricky-gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Ah, there's a bit of a drawback with email.
Go on.
I don't read it.
You're not going to do it?
No, I just don't bother.
Get one of the lackeys.
I empty my pigeonhole that once every 2 weeks.
ricky-gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Letters got more chance.
Well, possibly.
I like getting letters.
Here's a letter. "Dear Ricky, blah, 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 blah." There's blah, 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 responding. "Things I could do for you." Here's the important bit. And this is, by the way, from Siobhan.
Yeah.
In Siobhan in Willesden. "Things I could do for you." this is a great idea.
Yeah. "Make you a hat." That's the one I want. Gervais, she can make you a hat. She is a professional hat maker.
Yeah.
Is it a milliner? Is that the name?
Yeah.
But she's a professional hat maker. She can make you a hat.
I love it.
Gervais. What kind of a hat? What would you fancy? I see you in a fez.
No.
A little red fez.
Oh, I know what I want. Those top hats. Those sort of velvety ones.
Yes.
But squashed down one side like a constantly made a top up.
Like a dynamo.
Yeah.
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 That'd be beautiful. Beret? What kind of a, what is that? What kind of hat is that?
It's a frisbee.
It's beret.
Some bloke, he does philosophy for a week, or he's sort of doing French, and he comes in to the student union with a beret on, and they go in, the first thing you do is take it off and throw it out the window.
Of course you do.
Because you're with the cool people, and he's going, "Oh, that's really funny, isn't it? Yeah. So mature. Yeah." And you go, "No, it's not mature, but it's funny.
We're just having a laugh."
Anyone you see wearing a beret in the student union or in a pub, just pop it off, frisbee it across the... I'll tell you, you will be the most popular bloke in that
Use
pub.
Use it like, he's got a piggy in the middle, you're just throwing it, you know, yeah. different people, it kind of bombs the pub. People, yeah. they leave the quiz machine,
yeah.
they come over and they're joining in and you're just throwing, he's screaming, please give me my beret back.
In fact, I reckon if you threw it and it hit the hardest bloke in the pub's pint over, he'd look over, and they go, who did that? And I go, I did, but he was wearing it. And I go, fair enough, mate. And he, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He'd go straight to the guy that was wearing the beret. What kind of a hat is that? It's French. I mean, there's the point. That's the answer.
I don't want to get you on French people.
No, I know, but all I would say to you is he's got no brim. You see, that can be healthy.
Can we get Siobhan in to measure me up for a hat?
So, Siobhan, maybe if Siobhan's listening, she could give us a call.
Her mate makes clothes. So what? I could have the whole suit done.
No, I was just going to mention that. She's got a friend, Catherine. She wants us to mention Catherine. Catherine's just setting up a new business, all right? Yeah. So best of luck with that, Catherine. And, anyway, she can make stuff for you as well.
Top hat and tails.
Top hat and tails. Gervais, you would look fantastic.
I would, wouldn't I?
He would send you to the Ritz.
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
And a cummerbund.
Oh, what? Oh, that would be great. You in a top hat and tails. Lovely. Lovely.
Why does it matter which bag it is then?
It's too complicated. Let's explain in a minute.
Okay.
You've got tickets to give away, Gervais. We've almost forgotten about it.
Yeah. Well, I've got, I think, some questions as well.
All right. Well, let's just find out what the prize is first.
Right. We've got, a pair of Gus Gus. Tickets at Yulu for Friday the 30th of February.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll just confirm that they're real.
Yeah, of course they're real.
I'm like that fella on the lottery. You know, they always go to somebody, a member of the street, or somebody in a panto somewhere.
Yeah.
Choose the numbers, you know. And they're just gonna be like that, just checking.
Oh, no, just check that's a real fork. Yeah. Don't, you bent it.
Right.
So you bent it, mate. You've bent the fork, mate. Now I can't do the trick. Go on.
So two tickets to see Gus Gus at the University of London Union, Mallet Street, London, on Friday the 13th. All right, two tickets there. Yes, bona fide Gervais.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Corner shop.
All right, let me just check.
Yes. Already both nights sold out. That's sought after.
Two corner shop tickets here, plus Les Rhythm Digital.
This is like a real prize.
It's wonderful. That's on Wednesday the 4th of March. Again, it's at the University of London Union. All right, two tickets there for them.
Two tickets to Catherine Wheel, mate.
To see Catherine Wheel. Again, it's at Yulu. And Catherine Wheel plus special guests on Thursday the 26th of February. So yeah. We've got the tickets there. All right, so we've got six tickets.
Right, I've got a question. I've got a question for the first one.
Okay, was that Gus Gus?
Yeah.
All right, so
first one is Gus Gus.
The question?
Good, cool name there, Gus Gus. Does it matter which bag they have been in?
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I'll take any answer.
What, yes or no?
Yeah, I take yes or no. I'll better remind them of the phone number.
Please
hold on,
do.
1 minute. 01715802000.
Call me!
I forgot I'd done that one.
So, yes, two tickets for Gus Gus. The question again, please, Gervais.
Does it matter which bag they're in? And again, it doesn't really matter, yes or no. I just take anything.
All right, Catherine Wheel, you got a question for Catherine Wheel?
Catherine Wheel. Yeah, when I used to do it, when I was little, and we used to have a Catherine Wheel, my dad would nail it to the shed, set it look like, well, the nail was way too big and tight. You know what I mean? It moved a little bit, and then just, what we watched was this thing just burn out. Yeah. It was more of a sort of like a Catherine blob.
Catherine blob.
Yeah, and the question is, that's all right, isn't it? It's not so much a question. The question is, that's all right, isn't it? And again, I'll accept anything. Right, I'd better remind him of that number again. Hold on.
Give him the number.
Hold on.
We've got Catherine Wheel tickets to give away.
Yeah.
At the University of London.
Yeah. Union. And the question is, not so much a question is, what was it?
Catherine
Wheel. Catherine Wheel, blah, blah,
it's alright.
Is that alright?
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. 01715802000. Call me on it.
Alright. So it's going well, Gervais.
Yeah, just because, doesn't matter what's bagging, the answer doesn't matter.
Okay.
Catherine Wheel, that's alright, isn't it? Right? And corner shop.
All right, now you've got it. Now this is a gem of a prize.
I know, already sold out.
Two tickets to see corner shop. The gig is sold out. We've got Les Rhythm Digital, a very cool band name there. They're going to be supporting corner shop. It's on Wednesday the 4th of March. Two tickets to give away. And the question, Gervais, is?
The corner shop in Coronation Street was owned by Councillor Roberts. What was his first name?
All right, the number please, Gervais.
Hold on, hold on 1 minute.
Wait, I'll just remind you of the other questions.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Just Gus, right? Would it matter which bag they were in?
Right.
I'll accept yes or no.
Yes.
Catherine Wheel, that's all right, isn't it? Again,
anything, and corner shop. Cancer offer.
What was his birthday? Number to call.
0171 582 2000. It's the number to call Catherine Wheel.
Corner shop tickets for you.
I told you they'd understand.
I must say, Gervais, that that was one of the most electrifying radio quizzes I've ever heard. Do you know what I mean? I think if we could option that for the telly.
Yeah.
We could get the whole spin-off thing going. A board game as well.
Yeah.
It would just be beautiful.
Oh, I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah, that is just great, Gervais. Oh, man, we're just giving away 6 tickets.
Right, now, your idea was a good one. You know, all 6.
Yeah, my idea was to give away all 6 tickets to the first person to phone up and give us a damn good reason why they should have them.
Yeah, that's a bit traditional, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's
sort of like you answer a question right and you win a prize.
Yeah.
I think this is better. Yeah. But we can do yours if you want.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got 10 CDs.
Right.
To the person who thinks why they should have all 6 tickets.
You confuse me.
Well, I'm going to give 10 CDs to the tickets are gone.
Right.
To the person with the best reason why they should have the 6 tickets.
Right.
But I can't have the 6 tickets because they've gone.
So they're going to get 10 CDs.
Instead.
What's the number to call?
Oh, you caught me out. Hold on, one minute.
Let me just rephrase that. Basically, we've got 10 CDs to give away.
Yeah.
If you can give us a good reason why you should have the tickets.
Yeah,
which you can't have.
Terps. Old newspapers. A lot of my audience carry around bags full of, like, old newspapers going back for a long time. I've no idea why. But everyone that ever speaks to me goes, are you Ricky Gervais? Oh, yeah. I go, I've got these. And they're all old, I mean, tabloids. And I go, what are the papers for? And they look at me as though I'm mad, so I leave it.
Mm.
But, I mean, there must be
a market there. It's not really the sort of ABC1 category that I think a lot of advertisers are after, is it?
Is there an Epsilon Minor category for me?
The thing, I like them.
I like my... Alright, watch this. For example, right, Steve. This is the sort of quality, right? Okay. Whoever phones up, for no reason at all, okay, sends me a CD. Right? Right? So call for absolutely no reason at all, right? And don't give your reason to him out there, and send me a CD. What? I want the winner, right? I'll take caller number 0171 582 2000. It's the number to call.
Tinfoil hats. Are they trying to steal your mind? By tinfoil hats. That's the kind of ad you're going to have on this show, Jermaine.
Batteries. I've got loads of batteries. Don't use them. That one's that. That on that. What's that? What have we got there? Loads of newspapers.
Gervais, the phone lines are buzzing.
I know, yeah.
The phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah.
I can't understand it. It's the same when another station gives away a holiday to New York.
Yeah.
It's the same reaction.
Yeah.
To whatever the hell it was you said. What was your competition?
It was a good competition.
What was it?
The competition was someone's got a phone up for no reason at all, not give Nick the reason, and send me a CD and they're the winner.
Phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah. It's a good competition.
How do you do this?
It's a good competition.
I cannot compute.
Well, if you can't see that is a good prize to win, then there's something wrong with you.
Sorry, I just can't understand it. I don't think it's my kind of humour.
The competition is this, Steve.
I think you're a bit wacky.
Don't
really understand.
You're frightened, aren't you? You're fighting, and these people, they're not your phone up, but come into the studio.
I know.
You were scared last week, weren't you?
Mm.
He came in the week as well.
I kind of like Barrymore, that sort of thing. I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
You mean Barrymore?
No.
Sort of Cilla Black.
You know, Steve, you're funny. But nowhere near as funny as me.
Just with the calls and the competitions.
But the competition,
it just sort of goes over my head.
Look, the competition is this. Oh, sorry to Mark Adams as well. Nick cut you off and he's a regular listener. Competition is this. Someone phones up for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Don't give the reason away. Send me a CD is the winner.
It's the way you don't even use grammar.
There's no need.
Just use words.
Yeah.
Do you take the words that you say out of these bags? is that how you form your sentences and your competition?
I don't think of it as forming sentences. I think of it as when my head gets hot, I have to cool it down. And speech is the best thing. It's sort of like, do you know what I mean? I walk on the street and I have to talk, and it sort of cools it down.
I've got some people who've called. John has called from North Harrow, Louise from Clapton, Claire from Hendon, Paul from Maida Vale.
Yeah.
I don't know why they called.
No reason.
I don't know who they are.
No reason.
Going back to the competition that you set,
yeah. I like that one.
We met a fella, Carl, from Catford.
Yeah.
Now, he phoned up to try and offer us a suggestion as to how we can receive money for free by begging for it without breaking the law.
Oh, he's the winner, then.
And, is he?
Yeah.
Well, right.
Hmm. So,
The fella on the phones, the fella's man in the phones even managed to get a CD out of him, persuaded him to send us a CD.
He should be the winner anyway. Even if he hadn't sent the CD.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick a song here. I haven't worked out my next song.
I
did that for a while.
Gervais.
What?
I don't want to work here anymore. Is that all right? Do you mind if I...
No. There'd be plenty of people wanting to fill your shoes. And think of all the old newspapers I'll get out of it. Wait a minute.
Well, that's it, Steve.
Is it?
It's the news now. Then we're out of here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we've had a few laughs, a few tears.
Yeah, well, don't go on about it.